Random House Audio presents The Long Run, a New York City firefighter's triumphant comeback from crash victim to elite athlete, by Matt Long with Charles Butler. This is Matthew Del Negro. Chapter 1. The Chase is On. As I stood there on that unusually warm November morning, looking all around me, everything seemed to say, New York. I was a row or so back from the starting line of the 2005 New York City Marathon, with the Manhattan skyline shrouded in a dank, soupy fog rising off in the distance beyond New York Harbor. Nearby, my teammates, 150 or so New York City firefighters, were doing their final stretches and giving each other one last command. Beat the cops, okay? Beat the NYPD. Any second, Frank Sinatra would be blaring over the loudspeakers, so that every last one of the 37,597 runners about to take off from Staten Island via the Verrazano Narrows Bridge for a 26.2-mile race through the city's four other boroughs could hear, what else? New York, New York. Like I said, everything seemed to say New York. But all I could think about was Boston. Boston? What had gotten into me? I was a New Yorker, born and raised in Brooklyn, with the accent to prove it. When I used to have hair, I combed it like Tony Manero, John Travolta's character in Saturday Night Fever. My sisters, Eileen and Maureen, called me John Revolting. Now I lived in Midtown Manhattan, where I was a firefighter with Ladder Company 43 in East Harlem. And on this marathon day, to remember all my fellow firefighters who died on September 11, 2001, I had stenciled 343 on my left arm. I also owned three bars in Manhattan,